This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to get back into your phone calls. Coming up, we've got Economics in One Lesson. We've been reviewing the book chapter by chapter and reading it together at Johnny Ray's suggestion. We'll get into Chapter 4 coming up here in moments. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Josh is still on the line listening in New Jersey. I believe I don't have your city here, Josh. Where are you in Jersey?
I'm Powell, New Jersey.
Okay, is that, you're listening to WOBM?
Yes.
I believe. All right. So thank you for calling in tonight. You'd called in about New Hampshire because we talk a lot about it, given that the three of us here on the show have moved here. Johnny, you came from North Carolina. Mark and I came from Florida. And we've been here, Mark, you and I, for more than a decade now. Johnny Ray, what, eight years?
Close to it.
Something like that?
It's 2016, yes,
yeah.
8 years.
8 years. So a long time that we've been here. And we moved here as a part of a migration of freedom lovers, of libertarians and voluntarists who decided that we needed to concentrate our efforts and that New Hampshire would be the best place to start. It already was arguably the freest state. And, Mark, you were just talking about the Freedom in the 50 States study that just came out again this year. It's not a yearly study. It's like kind of every other year, basically, that they come out with this thing. And New Hampshire had dropped to number 4, I believe, on the list in the 2013 or 2014 one. And then this year it came out that New Hampshire had regained the top slot in overall freedom, which is calculated from several different factors. So if you go to
2008 was the number 4 slot.
Oh, really?
2010, they were back up to number 2. 12, they were 2. And then 14, they were back to number 1.
Oh, okay, thank you for that recap. So if you go to freedominthe50states.org, and it's freedom in the 50 states. It may work the other way, too. I haven't checked it. Freedominthe50states.org. Then you see a fancy colored map that shows you, and it actually breaks down. It's got the overall scores. It's got fiscal, regulatory, personal, and it just goes down the line on a bunch of different factors of, you know, economic, lawsuit, land, marriage, education, and there's, you know, another 10 after that. So they really looked at a bunch of different, you know, regulatory factors and freedom factors, and they came up with numbers here. And you'd asked specifically about Texas. Now, have you lived in Texas previously, or have you just heard that it's a free place?
You know, Texas always sounds like, you know, a free place, conservative state. So,
well, just because it's conservative doesn't mean it's free.
Yeah, I think that Texas is better than California, and
it
there's a lot of people migrating from California to
Definitely
Texas.
Better than New Jersey, I can tell you that.
California, yeah, let me give you the numbers here. California, number 49 on the list. New Jersey at number 47. So you're actually a little bit more free than California there in Jersey. Texas scored in at number 28. And, of course, New Hampshire at number 1. Now, by the way, New York at number 50. It's worth noting that New York is far below California in its level of freedoms. There's, like, a tremendous gap between 49 and 50 here.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Josh, are you allowed to pump your own gas anywhere in the state of New Jersey?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. So, one of the big thing that
is
Texas
that has... freedom, though?
Yeah, you're damn right it's freedom.
What were you saying, Mark?
Freedom is the ability to pump your own gas.
Well, I can't go to a store and, you know, and make my own burgers. I mean, that's part of, like, you're buying gas. I don't consider that freedom.
Well, you know, there are two states out of 50 that require you somebody to pump your gas for you.
In the rest of the states, they have
tonight to go to a full service or a self service pump in a place that's not even a listed metro, and I will have somebody pump my gas if I want to pay extra.
Right, right. In the rest of the country, you get to choose. In a lot of gas stations, some are self service only. I would say most are self service only, but the full service pumps usually cost a little bit more because you're paying for the services of an employee.
Turns out you have to pay that person to pump
in
the
gas.
In that
case, so. but Josh, there's a huge difference.
Okay, so the big advantage that Texas has is Texans. These people are lockstep myrmidons when it comes to the idea of promoting their state. They love that flag, they love that state, and they're into it. And they've been into it for a very long time. It's an indoctrination system that they've got, not particular freedom.
They do have a good amount of economic freedoms, however,
they have
in Texas.
Economic freedom. I'm looking at Texas right now on the chart. They're 10 in fiscal freedom. New Hampshire's number one. They're 27 in regulatory freedom, which is slightly higher than New Hampshire. That's a great thing. And they're number 49 in personal freedom. The fact that you couldn't own a dildo in Texas, or you couldn't possess a dildo in Texas within the last 10 years, I think it was recently.
You couldn't sell them. I don't know if it was illegal.
This isn't freedom to me, mind you. This is an important thing to me, but it just kind of shows the things that the Texas legislature has spent their time on. They kill people en masse there as far as their penal code goes and that kind of thing. They're just the second kill in a state in the union behind Oklahoma.
Those are for murderers, I mean.
I got you, but that's, you do understand that Texas has killed innocent people, right?
Well, they were murderers. They're not coming to kill.
No, that's not an innocent person. A murderer is guilty, right? Like, not that if you have enough people that are convicted of a crime, some of them necessarily will be statistically innocent, correct?
Could be. I mean, yeah.
Could be? You have 1,000 people convicted of murder. You believe that our court system is so wonderfully efficient that 1,000 people would be guilty, actually guilty of the crime?
I guess you're right, but it promotes freedom and,
Hold on. The reason that we kill these people is because they killed innocent people, right?
Yes.
And then the system that killed an innocent person, you're making an excuse for.
I guess so.
Yep, that's it. That's why the death penalty is evil.
Look at the numbers, Mark. You've told us about this before when we've actually really dug into this issue. The numbers are at least 170 last we saw of people over the last few decades who've been exonerated, not just in Texas, but across the United States, who were exonerated not after they were put to death, but overall throughout the death rows.
It's more than that. Exonerated is the right term. Yes, more than that have been pardoned. Because some of them, guilty people, have been pardoned, had their sentences commuted to life in prison.
But meaning that, but the people, the 170 I'm talking about, did not commit the crimes.
Didn't do it.
They did not do it, but they were convicted of those crimes because cops lied, falsified evidence,
or prosecutors, whatever. Black.
So, if 170 of them were let out while they were still alive, that suggests that there were a certain number of people who did get executed, until that happened. So, yeah, until humans are perfect, I believe, Mark, is what you said, that the death penalty should not exist.
I used to be for the death penalty, and then I realized that the reason that I'm against the death penalty is exactly the reason that I was for the death penalty. Because I don't believe innocent people should be killed.
Besides just bringing up the freedom in the 50 states, if you don't mind, Josh, I'd like to answer your question a little bit better as far as, or in a different way, as far as why is New Hampshire so free compared to Texas, compared to New Jersey and other places. The reason, in my belief, the reason why is the system that was created here was actually pretty good. I mean, I'm no fan of governments, but the system in New Hampshire is special because there are 400 state representatives here who make $100 a year. Now, I'm just curious, Josh, do you know offhand what a state representative makes in Texas or New Jersey?
No, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You want to take a crack?
I bet New Jersey is over 200. I bet New Jersey's over $200,000 a year. What do you got?
You think so? I don't think it's that much.
These lawyers write their own checks.
No, I don't think it's 20,000. Probably more like 78.
I'll see if I can find
There's
out.
There's a
that,
list out there that I've seen not too long ago. But what you say, this is pretty good. I'd say it was pretty bad. Inefficient. The New Hampshire system with 400 legislators is pretty inefficient. And the fact
that's good for our purposes.
It's good for our purposes. The fact that it,
they argue and they don't get anything done, which is fantastic.
And they're not lawyers because they're only getting paid $100. We don't have a lawyer industrial complex in our state capital like every other state does. The bad lawyers, rather than chasing ambulances, they're like, oh, this is hard work. I'm so bad at this. I'll get a job as a politician. They don't do that in New Hampshire because there's no money to be made. So right. What we have is instead idealistic geriatrics who are running
not
off to the state, not all of them, running off to the state capitol, and they don't really get anything done. And lobbyists, lobbyists, it's hard to deal with them because nobody wants to deal with a lobbyist. And so our system, we just don't get as many laws passed through.
Josh, thanks for your call tonight. Any other questions about New Hampshire, call us any other night. We appreciate it. Or anything you want to talk about goes here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I do have the numbers. I found the chart you were talking about, Mark, about state reps and what they get paid. We'll share that with you coming up.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there if you like. We'll get into economics in one lesson, chapter 4 and 5, if we have time for 5, because we're like a week behind at this point. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up, but of course we'll go to your calls and your thoughts first. Also, want to let you know that ride sharing has gone totally free market with Cell 411. I'm so happy about this, not just from the aspect of it's giving drivers the opportunity to set their own rates, to break away from the mega corporations like Uber and Lyft, to decide what currencies they'll accept, so cash, cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, silver if you want, or barter, whatever. There's different ways. Credit card, if you get a credit card swiper on your smartphone, you know, so you can do whatever setup you want to do with Cell 411. That alone is pretty cool. It's also a great decentralized emergency alerts app, which is what Cell 411 was originally built for. And then Virgil Baduva, the creator of Cell 411, realized there was this demand for people to have more control over their driving experience, where there's not some mega corporation cutting you 75% of what you should be earning and keeping the other 25% so they can pay their corporate, you know, employees. Now you get to decide what you earn, and you get to keep 100% of it. Not a dime of it goes to Cell 411. I'm sure they'll take a donation if you want to give it to them. But
I'm sure they could use it.
But, yeah, they don't charge for the app. So you can just go to getcell411.com, download it for Apple. You can download it for Android as well, and it's fantastic. But I'm super excited because – honestly, it was harder to pitch Cell 411 as an emergency alerts app to just people in public, because that's one of the things I'm pretty good at. I can take a stack of flyers, I can go into a crowd of people, and I can get rid of the entire stack of flyers within a relatively short period of time. That's one of my activist things. And
yeah, we talked about good things to be able to do, and I think pamphleting is really a good thing.
And now, if I want to get rid of, I've got Cell 411 flyers, and they're going to be putting these flyers up. Actually, it was designed by our co-host on Tuesday nights, Johnson. They're going to be putting it up on cell411.com very soon. Or, excuse me, getcell411.com very soon. So other people will be able to download it and use these. But now I've like been printing out stickers that say, now with ride sharing. And I've been stickering all these flyers because I made the flyers prior to the ride sharing services. But it was hard to, you know, to tell people, hey, do you want to learn more about this free emergency services decentralization app? I mean, it was a mouthful to kind of describe what it could do, even though it's a really useful app. So I had ended up just saying to people, hey, do you have Cell 411 yet? Or have you heard about Cell 411 yet? Just sort of a generic teaser of what could that be?
Yeah.
And still, you get a lot of people just passing you by, ignoring you. But people know what ride sharing is. So now my new pitch is, hey, ride sharing is now available in Keene, because it hasn't been before. And people know what ride sharing is, and so they're more likely to take the flyer, I believe. I've just started experimenting with this. So if you're pitching Cell 411 as a ride sharing app, especially to young people, that's going to get them to install the app, and then they can learn about all the other cool emergency alert features that the app has. That's one of the things I think is cool about ride sharing. So anyway, getcell411.com. Go get it there. It's free. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that, you know, I wanted to vote as early as 10 years old. And then
you wanted to what?
Watched...
To vote?
No, so close.
Oh, then.
Make that. Okay, well, it turns out that was also in my DNA, and my family kept a secret that my grandfather was a tailor for 20 years. But the thing is, it was a shameful thing. Nobody talked about it after 10 years that he passed
away. Why would that be
away.
Shameful?
What's shameful about being a tailor?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for men to be tailors.
But he made suits, and I was told that he was very good at it. But what it was that, you know, back in those days, they wanted him to, like, go to college and become, like, a doctor or, like, a professor. And then the only reason that he went into that field was he only had like sixth grade of education.
School.
He dropped
mm-hmm.
out of school, and so they took him and they trained him as a tailor. He just quit school and they And so, so then they kept it a big secret, but it was still in my DNA. It was my, so that I'm trying to, even our careers, our hobbies and interests also come down from our ancestors because it's ingrained in our DNA, and I never knew
it's an
why.
Interesting theory.
I'd like to see some science on it.
I don't know if there's evidence for it.
I think that what you're pointing out here, what to me is more interesting is I've heard of families that are going to, I'm going to decide what you're going to do for a living, son, and to me, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I'm
sure.
Trying to determine what my son would want to do for a living, just kind of watching him and trying to help and guide and those sorts of things. And
it's almost as offensive as an arranged marriage.
Well, I mean, and the idea that somehow a tailor or a plumber or, somebody who works with their hands for a living is, somehow lesser than a doctor. Look, I get that they're paid different, but you got to do what you're good at and what makes you happy, and the kind of people that are good at plumbing aren't necessarily the kind of people that are going to be good at doctoring.
Speaking
well,
the to
thing the family that you come from, like aristocrat, blue glove families, if you're high lineage, they all want their kids to be brain surgeons or rocket scientists or something crazy. And
I think they want their kids to be successful, and of course they know that they're more likely to get through school because they can afford to pay for it.
I don't think those people have ever written a check to a plumber either. Those guys make good money.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Johnny Ray, what were you trying to jump in there with?
I was going to say that I have been getting the impression over the past few years from different headlines I've seen, science articles, that DNA and genetics, like environment and what is it? Environment,
nature and nurture.
Thank you. Nature versus nurture. They like dovetail with each other and go hand in hand. Like there was a study with rats, I think, where rats could learn through the generations. Like there was, say, an electrified part of a cage somewhere, and the rats from the offspring of the rat who knew very well where that electrification was, his children would not, without having knowledge themselves, they would shy away from the electrified parts of the cage.
Well, what makes you think they don't have the knowledge? What was the proof that they didn't have the knowledge? Because they've certainly shown that dolphins train and teach their kids certain techniques and things like that. So how do you know the rats weren't communicating with their kids to say, hey, don't touch that?
I'm describing and I'm making up this experiment that sort of approximates what I remember reading in the story in order to support my own assertion here.
That's science.
But it was basically a story where the offspring could not know
so they separated them, maybe. They were born and then separated them from
they
parents.
Learned behavior strictly through genetics and not through environmental training. And also there's this new concept of epigenetics where environmental factors will trigger a gene to express itself than it otherwise wouldn't.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It is important to keep an open mind on this stuff. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you want to join us here, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of these airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about Frontier Liberty. I am totally new to this.
Yeah, so what Frontier Liberty is it's a project started by this fellow, Nick. And what he does is a consulting service where it's frontierliberty.com.
It is.
Yeah, and I couldn't spell frontier. I had to, like, use Google to figure
my
it out.
God.
I'm sorry. I just can't spell frontier.
It's I-E, right?
That's
Frontier.
Right.
I-E.
F-R-O-N-T-I-E-R.
Yeah, that's it. It's the I.
Do you need help with Liberty, too, Mark?
We Liberty I got. Right.
Okay.
I spell it enough. So, anyway, the consulting services that he, what he does is he just sort of takes problems that you might have where you're sort of running up against the state or you're afraid that you're going to run up against the state in a particular area, and he researches it for you. And whatever that particular area might be. So, in my case, I'm going on a boat ride here for, you know, some months over the winter, and I'm afraid that there might be issues crossing into other countries for, you know, I've got a felony. You know, what about firearms for protection? You know, can my wife carry those things? You know, those kind of questions, and just sort of, you know, what are the ways to protect this boat from confiscation from, you know, government agents and that kind of thing. And he didn't know anything about this stuff, but he began researching, and he made a report for me. And I learned things off this report that I didn't know, and I was kind of impressed with just the work this young guy does. And, you know, so if you're running into the state on some particular issue, I'd recommend him. He did a good job for me.
And it looks like he's already got some info up there that anybody can look at as well. I'm looking at the blog post. He's got one that's the most recent, is Liberty-Friendly Alternatives to the Traditional 401k. So he's making some of the information available to anybody who wants to poke around his website.
Yep.
Over at frontierliberty.com. All right, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So Economics in One Lesson, it is a book by Henry Hazlitt that was published, I don't know, decades ago.
1946.
And we've been reading it here, Johnny Ray, at your request. We're doing kind of a book club thing, which we've never done before on Free Talk Live, and we're not particularly good at it, but, you know, we, and when I say that, I mean, usually Mark and I are reading the chapter right before the show starts. At least that's been some of the experience thus far. I have managed to read a couple of them before Sunday. And so they're not long chapters, which is nice. So it's not a very burdensome read. It's just making the time to actually do it it's a challenge for people.
I think we can dispose of chapters four and five this week.
Tonight?
Because, yeah. Chapter four was longer in length. Chapter five is like two or three pages.
Yeah,
two pages.
Short.
And chapter four, again, I think is a restatement of the broken window fallacy.
That's been the whole book so far.
Yeah.
And there is one little extra bit where he talks about, and it's just an aside, really, in chapter four, Public Works Mean Taxes is the name of the chapter, where he describes inflation as a kind of taxation. And that for me was the only real new nugget in that chapter.
So, just to kind of recap briefly
to talk about inflation,
we also should talk about some of these concepts for people who are new to the show. We always have new people tuning in. The broken window fallacy is kind of one of the major discussions in this book, and that's the idea that you can break something and that somehow economic benefit comes from it. Oh, well, look at all these people who will come to fix the window, and oh, that's good for them, you know, so therefore break more windows, right?
Sure.
No, of course not. That deprives the person who had the window of a window and whatever money that they would have used to do other things with that they now have to spend on fixing the window, those other things being things they actually wanted to do with the money.
And you have to ask yourself this. Was the world better from an economic standpoint? I'm not talking about a social standpoint. Was the world better from an economic standpoint in 1938 or 1944? And, you know, it's pretty obvious. When Germany, London, France, Russia, Japan, major economies in the world, Italy to some extent, are smoking piles of rubble.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad for the economy, right?
I mean, absolutely.
It was good for the United States, at least to some extent, in that they were able to, you know, they were doing the manufacturing for a few years until these other countries got their factories back up. But other than that, it's not good for the world. It's not good for you to break your own stuff.
Right.
So the idea of the broken window as economics is ridiculous. It's a shame that economists fall for it.
It's helpful to think of economic prosperity in terms of things that are useful to you, because money by itself has no use whatsoever to you. It's the things that you can buy with money that make money important to you. So if those things are being bombed and destroyed, it doesn't help. You need to know that.
Right, and the seen and the unseen comes into play with the broken window fallacy where, well, it's easy to see the person who comes to fix the window. Anyone can observe that happening and say, oh, look, that's helping that guy fix the window. He's getting business that he didn't have previously. But the unseen is the, you know, whoever it was that was paying to fix the window, the person who was the victim of the breakage, or in the larger cases of the victims of war. Those people would have done something with that money otherwise. Maybe they would have used it to pay a bill at the end of the month. Maybe they would have used it to, you know, bring another employee on board or something like that in the case of some larger money. Maybe they would have used it to expand their operations, to buy a new suit at the tailor, for instance.
Right.
We don't know.
With it.
Those are the unseen things in that case.
Yes, and they're unseen because they're never allowed to happen because the guy had to take the money and get a new window instead. He had a perfectly good window before it was broken. Now he has to get a new window, and whatever he was going to do with that money, you never see it, and it doesn't come into the picture, so
right.
It's hard to advocate for that because you don't see it.
Now let's talk about inflation. Inflation's a hidden tax because it's the government that's inflating money. If the government, there's only so much wealth in the world, and money represents the wealth. Money itself isn't worth anything. It represents the wealth. So when you make more dollars, and they're chasing the same amount of stuff, those dollars are going to be worth less. If there's $1,000 in circulation, and that represents the sum total of money in circulation, clearly, if you add another $1,000 into circulation, those dollar bills that were out there previously are now worth half what they were. And yep. That's how the government takes... And when
the insidious tax.
Yeah, when they print those extra $1,000, they don't give them to you.
They go to the military-industrial complex and the other well-connected friends of the politicians.
Yeah, they call that high-powered money.
So now let's come back to Chapter 4, which is about public works. And in this chapter, he's applying the seen and the unseen to big projects like bridges, for instance. And, so it's the same concept as the broken window, except now we're talking about the politicians patting themselves on the back saying, look at us, we are creating all of these jobs, and we're helping the community by building a bridge, because bridges are good, they get business going, they're getting people from one point to another. I mean, who could be against these community projects that the government does? And so you see all of these hires, and there's, people working, and the bridge gets built, and see all of that.
And they present it as just an unmitigated good.
Right.
We're taxing ourselves for this. We're not.
It's benefiting you.
We're not robbing you. We're giving you something.
Even if you don't plan to use the bridge, it's still going to benefit the community because that will help business get done. So what's the unseen in that circumstance, Johnny Ray?
Oh, it could be, Hazlitt always describes the unseen as the same way, some combination of suits, washing machines, and automobiles. but it could be your own leisure time, the time that, we're talking about a big economic project, right? Like the Tennessee Valley Authority is one that Hazlitt uses to close out the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just those kind of big projects basically represent somewhere around 20% of your income. So for me, that could be extra time spent with my family that I don't get to do now because I have to, in order to stay alive.
Wait a minute. How can you be against bridges? I mean, we need to have bridges, Johnny Ray. Let's talk about this coming up here in moments. Are you saying that we shouldn't have bridges? 855.
Libertarians hate roads.
I mean, Hazlitt does say in here that this is a legitimate function, that to build some bridges is a legitimate function of government. So we need to talk about that as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join the discussion, please. Please do.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're talking about economics in one lesson. I forgot to mention, the book is free, by the way. If you want to go along with us here, we're only 5 chapters in. It would probably take you less than an hour to read. I mean, we're talking about 36. We're 36 pages into this book here at this point. We're reviewing chapter 4 right now. It's free to download online. You can get a PDF version of the book. It's by Henry Hazlitt, H-A-Z-L-I-T-T. Just Google Economics in One Lesson PDF, and it should come right up for you. And I think the Mises Institute is to thank for, I believe, publishing that, if I'm recalling correctly. So anyway,
might also be the Foundation for Economic Education.
Could be them too. Yeah.
Yeah. There's PDFs you can get, and also I got it online just in a regular HTML format.
Okay, perfect. So multiple options if you want to follow along with us here. We've been talking about some key freedom-related economics concepts here, like the seen and the unseen. The idea that when governments do something. Like, build a bridge in this case. We're talking about public works, specifically in Chapter 4. When the government builds a bridge, they get to pat themselves on the back and say, hey, look what we've done for the community. Look at this
big
thing.
If we hadn't done this, there'd be no bridge here.
And all these jobs were created. How could anyone oppose this? And what you don't see is what the individuals who were taxed for that bridge would have been able to do with the money had they been able to keep those what became tax dollars. How would they have made their own lives better in those cases? How would they have, improved their businesses, bought something for their friends or family or, a gift or, for themselves? We don't get to see any of that because we're not privy to it, number one, and number two, it didn't happen.
Right, and many of the bridges today are built where bridges were built when people built bridges. Right? Like individuals built bridges for profit. They'd say, hey, you want to go across the Connecticut River? Well, I got a bridge here for you. If not, you're going to have to take the ferry or, you know, whatever. And it was worth it. Whatever the cost might be was apparently worth going and doing business across the Connecticut River. And I'm sure they had different costs for different things that went across them. And the very location of those bridges, it's the marketplace at work. Like, there's going to be a bridge in one place that's going to have more business and therefore is going to be able to charge different, lower, presumably, prices than a bridge that's in another place that doesn't get much business. So the bridge that doesn't get much business, maybe it's built in the wrong place.
Yeah, the free market, a bridge will really only be built where its highest value will be appreciated.
It's more likely. Certainly, somebody in the free market can make a mistake and build a bridge in the wrong place.
Fail.
But the bridge would fail, and it wouldn't cost you anything.
It would cost the investors on the bridge who voluntarily decided to put their money behind it because they also thought it was a good idea. But wait a minute. Are you guys saying that, to play devil's advocate, are you saying that the government shouldn't be building bridges? I mean, don't we need some bridges? Isn't the government one of the best ways to fund these things? I mean, ultimately, we're talking about something that benefits the whole community. Why should, you know, individual investors be paying for these things when anybody can cross these bridges?
I'm definitely saying that the government doesn't need to build bridges. Henry Hazlitt, in this chapter and Chapter 5, argues that no, government has a place. And they have a place for, in Chapter 5, I think he says that one of the things that that government does is they have policies that actually safeguard our private property rights, and those are all well and good.
Until they want to take your private property or benefit one of their buddies.
I think that every single kind of good and service is all equal in the sense that that none of them is so necessary that you can stick a gun in somebody's back and say, give me the money for this because all of society needs it. You can't do that. Law enforcement is just one service. Law enforcement is not a good term to use.
But
policing, security, that's just one good that certain people value. Certain people value it more than others. And the only way to justifiably spend money on that or anything else is to come up with a scratch yourself and do it yourself and not force anybody else to do your work
for you.
Let me ask you this, Ian.
Yeah.
Where would a bridge not be built currently that the marketplace wouldn't have built a bridge? See, this is the thing. Either the demand is there for the bridge or it isn't.
Yeah, but now you want to have toll bridges? I mean, come on. Look, we don't need that.
Toll roads are a pain in the butt. There's no doubt about it. And there may be other ways that the market comes to pay for bridges. Mm. I wouldn't propose one way or the other. But you're all tolled for a bridge. Toll bridges exist because every bridge is a toll bridge. You pay for every bridge. There are no free bridges. Angels don't bring bridges from heaven.
That's what Chapter 4 is all about. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Everything has to be paid for.
But what's the person who's taxed for the bridge going to pay for? $5 or something like that if it's, you know, taken out over an entire population?
What's the person who's going to cross the bridge going to pay for it?
If you cross it more than once, it might be a little bit more than $5, I would
imagine. Shouldn't the person that crosses it 10 times a day pay more than the person who crosses it one time a day?
I think a lot of this infrastructure is for the benefit of our businesses, big business.
Sure.
And they're getting off the hook. Like, they're making more profits than they otherwise would because they're not required to keep up the roads that bring the trucks full of goods to them.
Don't forget
or
also
build the bridges that carry the trucks that take their products out to be sold.
And also, to leave devil's advocate mode here, don't forget also that when government hires a company to build a bridge, it's usually paying way too much. Even if there's a bidding process available, the government is still a monopoly on, you know, collecting money and paying for things. And so it always pays too much. And frequently things go wrong. Remember the Big Dig project in Boston? This thing went on for, what, 2 decades or something like that? This incredible, what was supposed to be a relatively, you know, basic construction project just kept getting more and more ridiculous and things were going wrong. And so that's more money feeding into these construction companies to fix the things that they've already screwed up on. And, you know, some of these things can become bureaucratic absolute nightmares. So when the marketplace does these things, they should do them at a more efficient basis, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the bridge would be more dangerous either.
Also, when it comes
because
to toll,
there's risks in
toll
insurance.
Bridges, and let's presume that there would be toll bridges, certainly everything has to be paid for. There's competition. It's not like the government doesn't just lay down a price and say it costs $12 to come into New York City now. We don't have any idea what the marketplace would say it costs to cross a bridge. Maybe, just maybe, it would be cost prohibitive for the person who owns the bridge to even collect on cars. Maybe they would only collect on semis. I don't know system would be.
I don't like the reliance that some libertarians have on tolls. I think we need to definitely get more creative than that. So how about the idea is, there's these people that want to have businesses on the island. They want people to come to their business. They should just pay for the damn bridge, and then they'll have people come to their business. So the bridges could be sponsored by the businesses that essentially benefit from them. Or you could sell billboards or something like that, right? There are other ways to get money in besides stopping every damn car or every semi that tries to cross the bridge.
Right? I want to add that Donald Trump, this is a major talking point for him these days, is infrastructure. And he's just falling for a fallacy that all you folks should not fall for yourself. Donald Trump is going to talk about making America great by investing in our infrastructure. And you got to remember that there's no such thing as a free lunch. And that money that Donald Trump is going to spend on what he thinks is important is money that he's taking from you that would have been spent on something else otherwise, something that you would have done yourself.
You wish he was taking it from you. He's not going to take it from us. He's going to take it from our great-grandchildren. And this is what shows the hubris, the absolute evil of the American people. They think they deserve a bridge so much that they can tax my unborn great-grandchild for it. Well, that's just not fair. Currently, we're currently paying the bill for things that happened in World War I. Things that happened in the Spanish-American War. That's ridiculous. Now, look, it's a great country, there's no doubt about it, but the Spanish-American War didn't make it great.
Mm-mm.
World War I didn't make it great.
What did we get out of the Spanish-American War? Cuba?
Cuba, Philippines, a few other...
And we gave that back. Both of them.
Yeah, I don't know who we is. Nobody ever asked me. And
true.
Don't forget the friggin' near genocide that was perpetrated in the Philippines before we even considered giving it back. But the idea, you know, when we...
They're bringing back genocide in the Philippines, by the way.
I'm sure they are. When we look back and we say, well, those people spent that money and we have to pay for it, it doesn't seem so bad. But when you look forward and say, hey, look, you want to tax this little bitty baby because you don't have the guts to pay for something yourself? That's what the government's all about. It hasn't paid its own bills ever.
So, economics in one lesson. I think we've completed Chapter 4. We didn't really get to Chapter 5 tonight. We'll do that again on Sunday, and maybe we'll have Chapter 6 read by then as well, because we're still behind by a week on this. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime...
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.